so this is what I'm telling you guys. This is one time only. Because I'm coming after everybody that owe me.
Oh, shit.
I'm tired of seeing you motherfuckers that owe me money.
Uh-oh.
On these lavish-ass vacations with these $50 round trips that y'all taking.
That ain't me. Okay.
Y'all on my shit. Y'all going taking all these trips and shit on my behalf. I'm going to need for y'all to cut y'all shit. I'm coming after you. I ain't holding no fucking punches. Now, don't get on my bad side.
Uh-oh.
Because if you do, it's not going to be good. So stop with all these lavish-ass vacations. Stop with all this materialistic. You buying all this fake Gucci. All this bullshit y'all going. Y'all blowing your money on dumb shit. Okay? Buying bottles of Ciroc. Like that shit is cool. It's not. All right? Pay my motherfucking money back. Mm. Before we have a problem. Mm. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Uno, dos, tres. Three, bet.
We perfectly designed crew, cause we the big three.
Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Get him, girl.
What's up? It's your favorite Johns in the building. Hanging out with another hot episode. You listening to the Business John. And to the right of me, I have the Operations John. What's up, baby?
What's up?
And to the left of me, I have the Social Media John. What's up, boo?
What up?
All right, y'all. So you know, y'all gonna have to not mind me today. If y'all are watching the YouTube, please do not worry about my hands, okay? My hands is going to be all over the place. I'm copping feels all on myself today. Because I'm cold, I'm a little chilly, I can't get it together. I don't know
sometimes
what it is.
Sometimes a little cop, a little feels all right, you know?
Right, like, I don't know what it is. So, don't
That's
mind
That's loving yourself.
It's self-love. Self-love is good.
It's the best
always
love.
Always good, you know what I'm saying? So, besides that, are my Johns doing well today?
Yes, good, ma'am.
Good. Y'all good?
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. So, we were talking about a little discussion. So, I was like, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and throw it on the podcast just real quick. You know, so those of you that be out there watching Basketball Wives, mm-hmm. y'all know that thing then came back around and new season is starting and everything like that. So, I haven't really jumped all the way back into this to episodes, but I have caught some of it and just speaking on it, it just seems like I'm tired of y'all with y'all old asses out here just doing all the crazy stuff. Like, I know that situations always develop.
Right.
Things don't ever get resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Because we be in our feelings. Because why? We are women.
Yep.
We just emotional for no reason at all.
Emotional so, ass creatures.
Yeah, so it's just so crazy. So, I just know, for one fact, I'm tired of Jen's ass. I don't know why Jen is back on this bitch. I don't know why she is back on this season. For some reason, I feel as though she has no purpose. Ever since, what was that? Season one, maybe two. Because after that, she like disappeared off of the... Right. Yeah, because her husband.
She just, she Jen, and it's... She needs some money. That's all it is. That's the only reason why she back, because she needs some money.
Listen, I don't
like,
know.
It, she's never been someone who's truly captivated the audience like that, because, you know, she's always been boring to me. Like, and I'm sorry, but.
Annoying as hell. I'm like, Jen, you
she
are.
She talk like her nose is stuffed.
Yeah, like, and she's so pretty to me, but I'm like, yo, you're, mm-hmm. you're like, your whole personality is
makes
so
you ugly.
Ugly. Like, I cannot get into
the only time, and I feel like maybe this is why there's always a beef between her and Evelyn, is mm-hmm. that's the only time when it's really enjoyable is yeah. when it's that beef between them two.
Yeah, that's total facts. It's always just something going on. So I know you had a few choice words there, Operations John. So how you feeling about this new season?
She need to be punched in her mouth.
Ooh. Who, Jen?
Ew.
Ooh.
Like, you, your attitude is crazy. Like, that attitude is just crazy. It's like, all right. We come in here, basically, the whole reason why they got the damn mansion was to basically get everything, lay everything out on the right. table, have conversations, we gonna hash it out and move on. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. Why did you come on the trip if that wasn't your intention? Like, yep. That wasn't her intention at all. Oh, I just want to sip my wine. Now you act like a full-blown alcoholic. That's cool, you know, because I might be one every now and again, too. But you want to
have our times. You all have our times.
Right. You acting like this full-blown alcoholic. You lit this bitch, that bitch, this bitch, that bitch. And bitch, I ain't doing this. And don't bring this energy Ooh. Here.
I'm like, but well, it's her energy. Like, that's you what's so fucked up.
Like, you the bad energy.
Like, you're right. Bad,
she's
the
what bad energy. And then you ain't put up on a mansion and going to tell the person who paid on this shit that, oh, don't bring them over here. Bitch, you ain't going to tell me who to bring. And who not to bring, okay? Sip your fucking wine, or you can go cop your own mansion.
Or okay? You can go the fuck home.
Either that. And then the point with the money, that's the thing. Y'all bitches get with these niggas with all this bread. Why aren't y'all stashing this shit? Or why aren't you building your own businesses? So when the shit go left, you have your own shit and you don't got to come back on reality shows and have chicks like us talking about your goofy
Normally,
ass.
Normally, that's the okay? way it is. Normally, you have these women that manifest their boutiques, their this, their, they have
Shawnee,
makeup,
boom,
boutiques, Evelyn, eyelashes, everything. Like,
yeah.
Consignments, I forget them. The one young lady that did a luxury consignment shop and all that other kind of stuff. Like, they have them out there. These women are doing it, but it's just other women that did not take those initial steps to just go ahead. They were just going ahead and living off of they ex-husbands.
And they get going to take care of me forever. Fuck out of here, bitch. Them looks only good well, so far.
The other thing that, you know, is a big thing that they're talking about is the colorism issue. The quote unquote colorism, because I don't want to say so called, because you know OG, you know you can't say feel, because you know
her, I never told you how I felt.
I told you
what I experienced. Okay. I didn't tell you
so,
how I felt
from her experience. Oh, okay. Right. Oh, right. Okay. Right.
I didn't think about feel.
So her experience is that she has been treated a certain way because of her color.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her face? What's the girl name?
Kristen.
Kristen.
She's basic because of
like,
her face.
We're the same complexion.
Oh, right.
And she was like, no. Colorism is not just about
your
complexion.
Color.
It's also about the features of your face. You have more European features where I have more African features. So your features are going to be more acceptable than my features.
So basically,
so they're going to accept her more, Kristen over more, because of her features.
Right.
But
oh, okay.
It's all about colorism.
Right.
Okay. But the colorism is also the features too.
Right. Okay.
How? Child, please. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. Okay. That's why she took that shit to heart with Evelyn, because she's obviously been called a monkey or a gorilla before because of her facial features. Basically is what I got from it.
Right.
Like, you have a wider nose.
You have this.
Right. So, you took that to heart like it was a shot at you, and ain't nobody even worrying about you. That's what I'm saying. You chicks be so in y'all feelings and emotional-ass creatures when shit don't even be about you.
And
why
I
do you think that somebody has so much time to sit here and worry about y'all?
My thing is just like,
sometimes they do, though.
I don't.
But I feel bad for OG in the sense of, you know, they called you ugly, right?
Yeah.
That's what they called
period.
You.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. They was calling you ugly.
And she said that to her face. Like, I called you
right.
ugly.
So the thing is that, go off of that. Just be like, you bitches was around her calling me ugly.
Exactly.
So fuck y'all. And I'm going to talk about y'all the way that I feel like talking about y'all. Don't make it
or the way I experience talking about y'all.
Oh, yes. I experience.
Because we don't feel.
But the thing is that, like, don't go on this whole tangent. Don't ride this wave when it's not a wave to ride.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Because even on the one episode when Jackie was like, you talking about, they just talked about you like that. They've been talking about me like that for years. They done talked about all of us like that. We've all been called crazy. We've all been talked about. We've all been, you know, put in our place. We've all had to go through that. So it's not just you. I feel sorry for that whole, like, for her feeling, I'm sorry, for her experiencing.
Yes.
What
stated right now.
Thinks she experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's a lot. And to, like, you just talking about that, it's just another situation just kind of clicked in my head, and it has nothing to do with Basketball Wives, but it's the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So let me tell you something. Kenya Moore,
oh,
listen, get your life together. Okay, I need for her to stop doing this. Like, she is that one person that will not let anything die, but wants to be the most secretive person towards herself. Mm-hmm. But when it has to do with everyone else, it's, oh, I want to know. I want to know. She's nosy. She's trying to figure it out.
With a like, whole notebook. This bitch had a notebook running around trying to find out who got fucked because you ain't get fucked.
Okay. Because on the one episode, yes, okay, they threw Miss Cynthia Bailey a daggone bachelorette party, and of course, just all Miss Candy's experience and everything, she threw it, and you know how Miss Candy do.
The dungeon. So,
she threw it, and she did her thing, and, you know, had a dancer that, you know, he does his thing with Candy, you know, when they do the dungeon.
Mm, my uncle, he
and, okay, that's me first. Mm. And, but anyway, so she's trying to figure out, oh, yeah, so he didn't leave the rental. He didn't leave the house until about 7 o'clock in the morning. But about this time, I heard a bunch of moaning and groaning and all this and all that. So I'm trying to figure out who it was. Why? Bitch, why? In this whole house, besides your damn daughter, we're all adults. Who gives a fuck? Who's clapping pussy? Who's slapping dick? Whose yams is getting all caked up and everything? Who cares? Like, part of these women are in a relationship.
I know that's right.
Like, half of these women are in a relationship, half of them aren't. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
And mind your business, lady.
Like, yeah, mind your business, lady.
You
like,
had your whole daughter on this trip, and you worrying about who was getting fucked. Your daughter was up there hungry, and you worrying about who was getting fucked. I'm confused.
It was too much going on.
And that's the thing. That's why Kenya on the show, because she always starts some shit or be into some shit.
And then it's like she always
got it going.
And then plays the victim.
Every mm-hmm. fucking time.
Play
every
the time. Victim. Like, wait, ho, you was just up here doing all this extra shit. Now, all of a sudden, you the victim. Because, honey, let me have been up in that motherfucking house. I'm telling you. They would have been like, you got the
extra stuff. Like, I would have been. After production left, they set the whole house up to where cameras and stuff, y'all couldn't see nothing. You know, they twisted them. They taped up cameras, everything, so things wasn't being
unmiked,
disclosed.
All that.
So, why are you around here trying to play CSI? Baby, who cares? Like, bitch, why does it matter? Like, if you wanted a piece of the slang, chance
you should have been
okay.
in the room.
You should have been there. You should have found out, knocked on the door, and joined. That's all I'm saying.
Shit, I would have.
Okay. Right.
Knock, knock.
That's it. Who hey, is? Or can I watch something?
Because I'm about to sit up here. Hold on. Let me go get Brooklyn her bottle right quick.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Let me make sure the baby good. I'll be back.
Bitch, it couldn't have been me.
It was just too much. It was just way
too much. Me and my motherfucking attitude, bitch, it couldn't have been me. Because I went by, bitch, let me tell you something. I'm like, what, you mad because you ain't get no pussy? I mean,
and
you ain't get no dick last
and
night?
And that may
you,
have been what it, all it is.
You like, that's how I feel about
you
it.
You wanted motherfucking Porsche to eat your pussy last night? You was mad?
That's how I feel
you,
about
you
it.
You mad because the chick wasn't grinding all on you? What
that's
that?
How I feel about
do you
about
want girl on girl action? What's up, bitch? Ooh. I would have been asking her so many motherfucking questions. When the last time you got dick down?
I mean, because I don't watch Real Housewives of Atlanta anymore. So there was a female and a male.
Well, she doesn't.
No.
The male dancer.
The male. Okay.
Male dancer. That's it. And then it was, what, like 8 women?
Right. It's so, like, you know, eight, drinks women. Is flowing or
of
whatever.
Course.
Everybody's a dyke when the drinks is flowing.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody wants a female.
Everybody, doesn't matter.
Portia,
whatever.
Right. So I guess Portia and the other chick, they was all on the
there
couch
was a few
grinding.
People
yeah, it was a couple.
Same sex touching.
Yeah,
and, you
it
know,
was a few of them.
You know,
but the main one they kept talking about was Portia and another chick. I don't remember
right.
her name.
Me either.
But that's the main one they kept talking about. Wasn't about shit.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Boy, okay, you know what I mean? He got hang time all crazy. They wanted to see if it was real. Shit was real. They wanted to see if he could really work that shit. You know what I mean? So they tested the waters. We don't know who tested the waters. Ooh. We don't give a fuck who tested the waters. The waters were tested. That's it.
I'm
that's
sorry.
All.
I just had a flashback.
And I'm just going to give whoever, you know, a round of applause. Because if you did, you did. Like, it is what it is.
Hey, you got that. Yes.
That's it.
Woo.
Because
I'm definitely jealous.
I first seen that one. And I was like, ooh. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
and ever since after that, you know, that's my boo.
Me and
baby.
The business Joan were together that night.
Yeah, we was. And
we was like, hold
like,
up.
Who is this?
He was like, who is
this?
This
little acrobatic little chocolate little
but
thing.
Then he started flipping and grinding. He was like,
oh, okay, do you think, Playboy? So, you know, it's just so crazy. Like, these reality shows are just too much. But what's even better than these reality shows is these stinking movies that be coming out while we on COVID. So y'all know Coming to America coming out. Well, no, it's out.
Right.
It's out. I'm sorry. It came out. Sorry, y'all. what? So, Coming to America is out. All right. I haven't watched it yet. I plan on watching
it. Because I haven't watched it yet either. I'm excited to watch it.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm going to watch it with my mommy. We're going to watch it together.
We're going to watch it.
And you watching it? Cause
your mom don't even set yourself up for that.
I'm not. And you so what's the other movie that came out? Boogie feature Pop Smoke.
R.I.P. Okay. Boogie. Well, not Boogie, because he's not Boogie in the movie.
Don't be talking about my husband.
So this new movie just came out too as well on Friday. So I'm just trying to figure out
in the world.
I'm just trying to figure out because I didn't know anything about it, and it was no publicity about it at all. So you know, y'all know the Business Jones gonna definitely give her thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever. I'm gonna give y'all G's my ratings soon as I watch it. As soon as I watch it. Anything else come out? Oh yeah, Operation Jones' favorite movie, Tom and Jerry.
Excuse me. That's not my fucking. Fuck that movie.
Don't act like that.
Ain't nobody watching that stupid ass movie. Why the fuck y'all make these two animated fucking cartoons with all these live people? You see any fucking cartoons right around here? No. Why y'all ain't making like Alvin and the Chipmunks? Why you ain't making like motherfucking Stuart Little? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Why you ain't get the people that did The Lion King, the mama Beyonce when she messed it up, couldn't remember her words and shit? Why the fuck y'all ain't get them people to do this Tom and Jerry? Fuck that movie. That is so stupid. These two cartoon characters running around.
I mean, but
they're a little crazy. What's crazy? Who's crazy, bitch? You crazy.
Like, but it's Tom and Jerry. And, you know, like a lot of these little like animated movies that feature real people, humans, and animation.
It's like
as
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Right.
That was what? Back in the 80s?
But early 90s?
No, get out my face. That was then. The technology is too advanced to be
but
having
we like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Right. We do.
No, why can't we like Tom and Jerry?
Because the technology now, these days, in 2021.
It was COVID. You had to do what you had to do.
That's even more reason why in 2021
they couldn't
during
get the
fucking
machines
COVID,
built and stuff.
Bullshit. That was more reason for y'all to get the fucking machines built. You ain't got a whole bunch of people up your ass because motherfuckers is up here sick in a pandemic, damn it. This is the dumbest ass movie. I don't give a fuck. Y'all dummies. Ain't nobody watching it but your Tom and Jerry lovers. Because ain't nobody watching that bullshit. These two cartoon characters run around here. Ain't no cartoons. I ain't never see a cartoon. I ain't seen no cartoon character in real life.
I seen a clown in real life.
Oh, but we all see clowns every day.
Are you mad or are you mad?
I'm pissed the fuck off. Because that done got me hot. That shit is dumb. I'm pissed.
Oh, well, Lord. We can definitely tell that. Okay.
Right.
So as we done ran through all of that. Oh, well,
check
first,
out Coming to America. Yes. Check out Boogie. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Okay.
And
don't watch that.
If you are a Tom and Jerry fan, check out Tom and Jerry.
Don't tell us about it. Tell her about it. Make sure y'all inbox the social media, John. About y'all ratings on that stupid ass Tom and Jerry cartoon character.
Regardless of the fact, just send it in. Let us know what you think.
No, regardless.
And you know, we'll be taking polls and seeing what's good. You know what I'm saying? And then of course, maybe next episode we'll give y'all our ratings if we've seen it, if we've all seen it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But so since the operation's done, she all hot and bothered. She need to go ahead, cool off, and get a sip of water. So she over here mad at this animation movie with these humans.
It's Tom and
you know,
Jerry.
It's a collaboration.
And they don't even talk. And then that makes it even worse. They don't even talk. So
Tom and Jerry didn't talk in the
That makes it even worse.
So they just running after each other.
Exactly.
Yep.
Bong, bong, bing, bing, pow, bam, crash. Fuck out of here, man.
Get the fuck on. They got the Acme, you know, dynamite and shit. God.
Boom!
Remember that? Yup.
So, obviously, like I said, she needs to take a cool off. So, we about to take a pause for the call. Y'all make sure y'all listen to our sponsor. Alright, because this episode is sponsored by Nature's Treat LLC. We'll check y'all out in a minute.
This episode is sponsored by Nature's Treat LLC, a premium 100% natural and pesticide-free CBD company. Nature's Treat was founded by two young Black entrepreneurs, Ryan and Lance, who want to help soothe your soul and help manage the stressful rigors of daily life. If you are looking for lasting energy and concentration, a creativity boost, or looking to relax after a long day or workout, CBD and Nature's Treat can help with that. Check out naturestreatllc.com and use code GETEMCBD, that's GETTEMCBD, to receive 10% off Nature's Treat premium CBD flower and experience the wonders of CBD in your life.
So we back. And you guys just heard a word from our sponsor, Nature's Treat LLC. As you see the Johns, they got our little sample. So would y'all like to talk about it a little bit? I know we spoke on it, Operation John and myself, we spoke about it last episode. But social media, John, you ain't give us your testimonial, your little piece on it. So what kind do you have, and what have you tried, and what didn't you try? Like, give us something.
I did try both of them, but I'm not a smoker. Sorry, y'all. I'm not a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
But neither for the sour space candy, it put me to sleep. It was legit. Like, I smoked it, and within, like, 30 minutes, I was... okay. But that bubba's early. That bubba's early, chat. That thing strong.
It's strong?
It's strong.
It's strong because we...
It's strong.
Yeah, that aroma is different.
It's strong.
And definitely from the aroma, I was like, oh, that's real THC. That ain't no CBD.
Like, it literally, like, I was like, see, I don't do this. Like, I'm not about this life. Like, the fuck did y'all get me into? What did y'all get me into? Okay. So, and it was like, it wasn't an extreme high. It was more of a, like, you knew you were feeling it.
Relax.
But you weren't, like,
yeah,
high.
So, all my THC smokers, when it comes down to copping this CBD from Nature's Treat LLC, that Bubba's Early is the one for you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's for the THC smokers.
I would say if you are more looking into something a little more smoother, that's kind of going to get you calm, kind of going to get you to kind of woosah a little bit, or to just help you sleep, I would say do the sour space candy versus the bubbles early.
Right.
I second that. I third that, actually. Sorry, guys. I third that motion. But yeah, so we have our Nature's Treat LLC sponsor. Y'all make sure y'all go hit the link. And all of our bios, all of our descriptions, you know, we got the link in the in there for you. And then also, when you are checking out, just to get a discount from your favorite Johns, because you know, we got that sponsorship rolling and popping and all that kind of good stuff. So we got to get them CBD. All right. So that's GETTEMCBD. All right. So make sure y'all get y'all percentage off of your purchase. Anyway, this is why I love to do what we are doing. I love to be here in front of you guys, just promoting each other, showing love for each other, you know what I'm saying? And also representing from everyone, from one end of the spectrum to another end of the spectrum. So, of course, you know, this episode is dedicated to our Operation John. Woo! So, we talking about Little Booty Matter.
God watch the YouTube.
Yo. Yes. So, yes, of course, this episode, we are talking about little booties matter. Okay? So, of course, why do little booties matter?
Because we the shit, too. Y'all be acting like, y'all tired of everybody acting like, you know, all the thick Johns is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you got a little booty. You ain't about nothing. You're fucking right, okay? Because you know what this little booty can do? I will take out the biggest booty, okay?
And she has. Yep. I seen it.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
I seen. Yup.
I was there.
Yup.
This is so crazy because you know back in the day, you think of like Halle Berry, Robin Givens, the video vixens and shit. They all tiny. They ain't had no butts like that. Right. I be going out watching them, especially the movies and shit, especially with Boomerang and motherfucker. Yeah, especially Boomerang.
No. Like, you be like.
Like, yo, y'all got no booties. I mean, like that. No booties, and everybody used to go crazy. Yeah, because
back then it was something different. Yeah. You know, it was all about the overall look. Like, you having long hair and being, you know, of a fair skin. Like, right. That was it. You know,
also you were the think end. That before J-Lo, it wasn't acceptable to have a big booty in entertainment.
Right. Yeah. They wanted you to be...
petite. You wanted to be petite.
You know, nice straight shape, up and down, yeah. You know, just yeah. Can wear anything because that's what the models and
yeah.
The designers were making clothes for. They were not making clothes for a woman who had curves.
Right. You can't have a 40-inch hip.
And a 30 waist.
Okay, like what? We do not have anything that fits you, ma'am.
Right.
Okay, you're like a... X small up here, but a triple X down here. We don't
have it.
We cannot accommodate you. Okay?
So, you know, I think that's also what it is. Because I feel like before J-Lo,
that damn Selena.
Before she kind of made it acceptable to have a bigger bottom, nobody was going for that.
So we saying J-Lo started the whole thing with big booty bitches?
She made it popular to a group of people that it wasn't normally popular to. So the Caucasians, I'm going to just put it to you like that. The Caucasians wasn't all about the booty.
J-Lo, I'm until taking J-Lo. All your music out my fucking Apple Music.
Why?
Don't get mad.
You the reason why his little booty bitches got pushed to the side?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. I'm bringing little booty bitches back. Because I ain't got time for this.
Well, when you look at it like that, I mean, she, like social media John says, she opened a different spectrum up to a different group of people. Because we already know, like,
right.
We have our hip-hop artists, rappers, or whatever.
You know, that baby got back for thick bitches.
Baby got back.
You know.
But even
and that was before J-Lo.
But that was just for us.
That was a different...
Us.
Oh, that's right. You did say for the Caucasians.
Yeah, right. she opened up the doors for different acceptable...
Right.
All around.
Everybody was like, oh, booty.
Right. J-Lo, yeah, she do.
She killed with that drop. Booty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, look at her. Oh, and then it became
right. And then after that, it was like, okay, now we see that, you know, black women got booty, but it took for that to happen to really get. And then, bum, 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 Kim Kardashian came on the scene.
Right. And what you know what?
And then that was when all the plastic booties came.
Yeah, and you want to know something? Like,
she had no booty.
It's crazy
like that.
Because
that's why I said all the plastic booties.
We mentioned a specific person just real briefly, in the beginning of the episode. But Cynthia Bailey, she was a model.
Mm-hmm.
She's you know, she was a model, and Cynthia got shape like her body is authentic. Okay, she ain't got no extra this, no extra that, but she was working the runways from here, there, everywhere, doing her thing, and you know, and she was very shapely. Like, her baby, she ain't got a little booty.
Right.
I mean, but maybe it was probably a little smaller.
And that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's right. Probably she was doing all of the international runways and everything.
It was a little smaller. Right. You know, it shaped her a little bit more better, you know, but now she's kind of like in her woman. Body, embracing embracing it and stuff.
She don't really show it like that.
No, but
she's
starting
to show it more now.
A little bit.
Like, than she used to. Because I feel like, you know, I think for her, that transition from being an international model into just being like a reality star, and now it is acceptable for me to have big boobs and hips and curves, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, even if you think about Tyra Banks, like...
Yeah, she's shapely, too.
She's shapely, too. But when you see her in a lot of those international...
Oh, they just got a little boom.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't like, you know... It still wasn't a lot. It wasn't until after she stopped the huge modeling that she was doing and became America's Next Top Model and all of that you started seeing more of... her true shape.
Right.
So, I mean, but your little booties still matter, though.
Okay.
Exactly, well, my point.
I mean, of course. So, little booties, they do matter, okay? Yes. And so, for me, I feel as though it's just a preference. Yeah. It's a fad. Everyone is going through a fad. You know, like Operation John stated, Miss Robin Givens, we go even further back than her, you know what I mean? Looking at Marilyn Monroe, you know what I'm saying? How they were just like, oh, she was this, she was so shapely and da 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 da. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, like, yeah, she, you know, she had a little bit more shape than the quote unquote average, you know, Caucasian woman,
right,
or whatever, having a European body, you know. No, but yeah, she was a little bit more shapely, but I think it's just because she was more out there, more a little sexual too. Mm-hmm. And that's why she was stereotyped that way. But
I mean, and then people always forget about, like, Dorothy Dandridge. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, honestly, going to the little booty side, think about Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Diana Ross ain't had no big old booty.
Whitney Houston.
Right. Whitney Houston ain't had no big old booty. You know, now Diana got more shape. Right. But, again, she's, you know, a woman of a certain age.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, yo.
As being more accepted.
Yeah.
I think you had to be more accepted in society as being this size. You were more accepted at this time.
Yeah.
And as time went on, things progressed to say, you know what, you could be a little bit more shape. Oh, you have an hourglass shape, cool, but you know, you're still here in this size. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, all right, so now where we're at now, you know, it seems like no one has a little booty. Okay. It seems like they're extinct, which is so crazy to me.
But they're not.
But they aren't.
Because we are still here.
Well, I mean, so how do you feel about having a little booty in this society?
I mean, I'm okay some days. Some days it's annoying as hell. So sometimes you get those people like, damn, you little as hell. Okay, what am I supposed to be? Big as hell? Like, this is the size that I am. It's like, it's okay. Oh, you got a flat butt. Okay, that's the size of my butt. Like, mm-hmm. But that's just my size. Yeah.
Right. Sorry, I'm not out here going to go get no plastic surgery.
Right.
Getting all shots and shit.
But don't get me wrong, because I'm going to get my fupa in my ass. But see, my fupa is only a little bit of fupa, so it's not going to look all crazy.
It's just going around.
It's just going, yeah.
Right. It's just going to give it a little.
I'm going to give a bump.
A little bloop.
A little bump.
Go have like a booty pop.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yep.
A little booty pop.
That's it.
A little booty pop.
It's annoying sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really is annoying sometimes. Be yeah. like, what? Oh, you little. Okay. So, your mama
it's
little.
It's annoying to me.
Your mama.
Like, and so, for me, like, it's annoying to me because I'm looking at all these different women and I'm like, why are you guys transitioning your body to be this?
Right.
Because I look at it long term. Okay. So grandma, when you become a grandma or when you become a old head bachelorette, whatever you want to be. Okay. You want to look the fuck crazy. Cause that's all I'm thinking of. Like after this, cause I know you're not going to keep up the maintenance on that ass.
Right.
Or anything. Like, why? And then you guys aren't thinking about the whole picture with the whole image in itself. It's like, you're around here, you look crazy. You got all these, you got all this ass and these little teeny tiny little chicken little legs.
Yo, that shit there like, is annoying.
The thigh to butt ratio.
I'm not going to talk about
does
it.
Does not, but no, your thigh to butt ratio matches.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then your leg gets.
We was gonna go into the league.
Well, you got little leg, okay? But your thigh to butt ratio, it equals up,
right?
Some of y'all out here looking ridiculous. So it's like just leave your body as is. You know, do some squats.
I love mine.
Do some squats.
I mean, and honestly, like I feel like
everybody ain't got ass, so I'm tired of seeing it.
Okay. And it's okay. Like, I feel like, you know,
if you don't have ass, it's okay. Because niggas really is. Still won't fuck with you. It regardless.
Because really I always, you know, granted, you know, I'm going to say this. Please don't take it as any offense. But God did bless me with boobs and butt. Right?
Indeed.
And he did.
That's right. A wow.
So, but I never asked God for this ass. Never.
Like, Lord, don't
ever ask God for this ass.
She, okay. Listen, she came
I
out
asked God
she knew
for these titties.
Okay.
These titties is what I asked God for. I ain't asked God for this ass. Okay? I did too. All my life, I had this ass. It's a lot of ass. Okay?
I didn't ask them for shit.
I asked for these titties, though. I asked God to have big titties. But I ain't asked God for this ass. So, and it was an issue when I was younger because it was so hard for me to find pants. To this day, like, that's the... My least favorite thing to shop for is pants. Because... My body is just, it's too much. It's a headache. So, and when I was younger and I was skinnier, it was a headache because the pants would fit in the front, but in the back, it'd be this much space. So, it's, can't win. You just gotta love your body. Like I said, that's what I wear. Because it's so much easier to just put on something stretchy and you know the shit's gonna fit.
That's it. And so, all right, so... With us talking about little booties, why do you think it has become a so, like, taboo thing to have a little booty in? Is it a societal thing? Or is it, like, is it a, like, self-esteem thing? Is it, like, a personal thing? Mm-hmm. Like, how do we feel about that? Because now... With people looking at others saying, oh, you know, because that's one thing you can see. Oh, hey, little butt. Hey, little, you know, hey, little this. Hey, little cakes. Hey, little Debbie's. You know, it's like, damn, like, my little cheeks ain't, you know, it's all right. Like, it's cool.
Right.
Like, it's cool. So, what do y'all think about that?
I'll let you take that one.
Society?
You think it's a societal thing? Like, it came from society?
Self-esteem. Because, like you said, you know, it's like, oh, hey, little butt. You know what I mean? Like, damn, I got a little butt. Let me go out here and get my butt bigger. You know what I mean? Stop calling me little butt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being called little butt. Mm-hmm. So, it's probably more of a self-esteem thing, I would say. Both.
I was going to say, I feel
it's
like...
both.
I don't like it's society of is gonna influence the self-esteem.
Right.
So, like, because of the images that you see, especially right now where it's like
everybody.
All the videos is girls, you know, Megan Thee Stallion shaking her ass everywhere and she got all this ass. And you see Nicki Minaj with all this ass. You see Cardi B with this tattoo and it's all ass. You know what I mean? So it's like all you see is ass everywhere.
I just found out her ass ain't real.
You just found that out?
This whole time I thought her ass was
real. Hell no. Oh, no. I was about to say, Megan the only one with the real.
With the real thing.
I know.
Like.
Everybody else is fake.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, because that's what you see, you know, the Kardashians, the right. Jenners, the, everybody wants to have all of this ass. And. That affects self-esteem when you looking at yourself in the mirror and you're like, well, I ain't got no ass. Like, so do people not think I'm pretty or do people think I'm not whatever? Because they're, you know, these people are getting millions and millions of views and likes and, you know, whatever.
And that's another reason why people go out and get it done as well.
Mm-hmm.
For money. Because yep. Once you go ahead and you get that body done and you post that pickup on social media, and here it goes.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And then here come the DMs flying. And you might find that right one to go ahead and get you flued out.
Huh?
You know what I mean? All because you don't have the, you got this body now.
But and you brought that up because Nicki Minaj, you know, when she didn't have nobody when she first
Nicki
came
on the stoop. Mm-hmm. Nicki on the stoop.
She ain't have nobody. Like she ain't had no titties. She ain't no ass. She ain't nothing.
She ain't nothing.
And the Nicki Minaj we know now got all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Ass, titties.
Right. So you know it. Yeah. I just feel like you know, unfortunately, society puts that in people's heads.
Society plays a big role in everything that we do,
mm-hmm.
From the top. To the bottom.
Yep.
It plays a huge role. And it's unfortunate because we go through these different trends and these different fads.
Mm-hmm.
Because like we were saying, like, back then, you had you know, you just, your hair had to be of a certain texture or something yep. like that. And you were looked at being gorgeous because you had this nice, long, flowy looking back hair then, or whatever. They were
sticking their fingers down and throwing up, trying to sit up here and right. be skinny. Now you out here now you out to the here doctors to get fat.
To get, yup. Now not you fat, over here transferring. Get, no, but for real.
To get fat, to transfer.
Get, yeah, to get thick. Because you're transferring fat, you know, to all these from different areas. From one place
to another.
And it's like, nah, sis, it's okay. Because you actually don't look right with this made up body now.
And
right.
you know what is so, like, and because I can't talk about anybody in their body because I got my own things that, you know, I, of course, want to change on my body or whatever.
Right.
But other people may look at my body and be like, your body is perfect. You don't need to change anything.
Right.
And that's how. Right. And that's how I look at certain people who get plastic surgery. Like, you look fine. Like, you don't need to get the plastic surgery. But I always have to think back of, you know what? I don't know how they feel about their body. So I can't judge them for what they do. I may think you got a perfect body, but at the end of the day, you know what your imperfections right. are and what you want to fix and how you feel about it. But I feel like society influences those decisions a lot more than it should be.
Yep. And right now, it's just the fact that it's big booties and being thick.
Mm-hmm.
Before, little booties was all that it was. The only time that you really didn't see a little booty is if you were a video vixen.
Right.
And a video vixen, that's when they had that's when they were voluptuous. That's when they had the breasts, the ass. You know what I'm saying? You had the what's her name?
Superhead.
You had Superhead. You had, I mean, I'm just serious, but you had Buffy. Superhead, Buffy the Body, like, you know,
you had Esther Forster. Baxter.
Mm-hmm. You had women like them, like, they were, you know, voluptuous. Mm-hmm. And I still question this day, see, Buffy, did you have surgery? I feel like she did, but I don't know.
I feel like she did, but she never admitted she
right.
did.
Right. That's why I'm like, Buffy, did you have surgery? Mm. But I don't know. Because
that ass looks crazy.
Because even now, her ass still looks crazy. So I'm like, you upkeeping or is that for real? Like, I don't know. But Buffy, Buffy, she was I made definitely so much the body.
That night.
She said.
She would have thought I was a stripper that night.
You stupid. So, yeah,
I
we're just.
I love Buffy the Body for bringing me hundreds of dollars that night.
For bringing me hundreds of dollars that night. And see, look, she had a big booty and she had a little booty. And she brought home a bunch of money. Okay?
Them dumb niggas.
And, but see, it goes to what we were talking about earlier. It really doesn't matter. It's self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Self-love is initially where everything is going to start. That's when it start. That's where it starts and that's where it ends. It's self-love because if we don't have it, then yes, we try to alter everything just to kind of fit in. And then you're like, damn, I didn't realize it was all this work to have all this ass.
And you
I
know,
just kept my little mediocre booty.
Right. But I just want to like, go back to like my interlude last week. Ladies love you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I didn't gain weight. I didn't been bigger. I didn't been smaller. And it ain't never stopped none of these dudes from trying to talk to me.
Factual.
Like dudes that ain't seen me in years is coming back like, okay. Hey girl.
Right.
How you doing?
Right.
And I was a lot skinnier back then than I am now.
Right.
And you know, so you gotta just love you at the end of the day. And, you know, just know that you're okay.
Factual. Because I'm okay with my little booty. Okay.
Yeah. We love her little
my
booty.
My little fupa. Okay. Okay. And my little skinny self. Okay.
Her little skinny self.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And but she always okay, be I'm rubbing really on us and skinny. Shit.
I know.
Like, but when you think about it, I'm not really that skinny. Like, I had somebody tell me yesterday, like, well, the other day.
Well, the other day.
Yeah, the other day.
The other day.
Like, girl, I'm sorry, I just always thought you were skinny, but you actually got a little weight to you. Like, duh.
Like, I'm just normal.
Yeah, duh.
Like, I'm just the regular size.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just a regular size.
Like, I don't understand. No, I'm not
a zero.
Okay. Not this thick chick, you know, walking around here. I'm not skinny. Like, I am just the average chick. Okay?
Right.
Period. With a little flat butt. That's the white side of me.
Don't do that, okay?
That is definitely the Caucasian side.
That, you know, they over there, they drinking that daggone dirty water. They started to get them big old booties and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they wasn't drinking it back then.
No, not back then. They was drinking purified water. Now they drinking dirty water.
Whoa.
Dirty water, dirty water, dirty water.
Think that, because, like, you know, talking about it, Aaliyah, right? Mm-hmm. Aaliyah had naturally beautiful body.
Yeah.
And I think of, like, Zendaya. Every time I think of Aaliyah, I think of, like, Zendaya. Because, like, her body is kind of shaped. No. They wanted her to play Aaliyah, but she didn't. She didn't end up playing it. But Zendaya's body is similar to Aaliyah. But it's, like, I think now we're getting more into that embracing of whatever body you have.
Your natural self.
Your natural self. Because Aaliyah, you know, would still be and still is considered beautiful in my eyes.
Yeah. For real.
Forever and always will be. You know, I don't care how much society changes. Mm-hmm. And she ain't had no big ass. Mm-hmm. She ain't had no big titties.
She ain't had no.
She was just regular.
Yeah.
And I feel like Zendaya now is showing you that I'm just me. I don't got no big butt, mm-hmm. you know. I don't
she
got no.
Yep.
Right.
And then what's the other young lady's name that played Colombiana? What's her name? Zoe.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
Yeah, even like her, you know what I mean? Like she the way her body is, you know what I'm saying? She's not voluptuous and she's not, you know, a little twig. You
the
know
other one, Gail, Gadot, whatever her name is, the Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, her.
Yeah. Wonder Woman. She's another one. She doesn't have, like, body. Mm-mm. Body on body.
And it's okay, but y'all, you know, and she is looked at, like, being beautiful. These women are looked at being beautiful. So we just all need to get back into that, embracing our natural selves and loving our natural selves, enjoying our natural selves, accepting our natural selves.
Okay.
Because it's all good. Because with our natural selves, like, things are so much more accepted. And what is going on?
How?
Okay. Like, okay, maybe we...
Wiggle.
Right, we wasn't accepted on that. Maybe we...
Right.
Okay. But... we just have to accept ourselves, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, has there ever been a point, and I'm saying this to our operations room, because she's our little booties matter, okay?
She's our little booty matter.
Have you ever got to that point where you were like, oh, I want a bigger butt?
Sometimes. I always just say I want a bump. Like, just how I said, like, I just
like
want,
how
like,
you would just put your foot in
my foot in my butt. Like, that's what I've always...
It wouldn't go anymore
like
than
it, that. Like, okay. I don't want, never was the one to be like, oh, I gotta have, like, this big ass booty, Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, J-Lo butt. Like, I'm not that, like, Always said I just want my grandma tits lifted up, you know what I mean, and get the poop on my ass.
Grandma tits lifted up.
And that's it. Like, I'm okay. Like, okay, love me.
No tabletop booty for you?
No. But what's crazy, I could probably sit a motherfucker. I probably got one up. Probably sit a whole glass up on here. Do it right. I'm telling you. We're going to have to try that out. Might look out for the OnlyFans. See that pop off on OnlyFans. See if we can hold a glass of water on this little booty.
It's going to be an epic fail.
Maybe not.
maybe not.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. And so just so y'all can hear it straight from the horse's mouth, all right? This is why I'm asking this. Yes, we might have already touched base on it, but I'm just going through it just so our operations John can, you know, reiterate on certain things. And so has your dating life ever been...
Hell no.
Ever been a situation with you being petite with a little booty?
Nope.
Okay. So, again, you having a little booty, you being petite, does not mean anything.
Nope.
All right? Because you're going to get called names regardless of whatever you do. Now, you're going to be like, oh, look at you. Oh, now you got a fake butt. Now you went from little butt to fake butt.
Right. I was called Moon.
Like, I call her Tsunami. Shit. Okay? Just tidal wave everything.
I call it Heart. She like
it Heart. She like it Heart. But, yeah, like, so you're going, like...
Right.
That's just what happens.
Right.
That as children, as we get older, you know, certain things, and women, we are the hardest ones on ourselves.
Yes.
We are so hard on ourselves. It doesn't make any sense. You can have that person that loves you to death and say, baby, yo, you are so beautiful. I love your shape. I love this. I love that about you. You like, but my hair too curly.
Yup.
My eyes too dark. Like, my cheekbones too high.
Like, babe, I'm still getting my nose too wide.
Yeah, like, oh, like, nah, I like your little cuppage. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's right in my little palms, you know what I'm saying? It'd be good.
That's good. But you gonna have a little more.
I had to teach myself to stop doing that. Like when someone's giving me a compliment, to just be like, thank you.
Right.
And not be like, thank you, but.
But you it know. Can be better.
Right.
But I want it a little smaller.
Right.
Like now you just be like, thank you, Nina.
And that's it. But in my head, right. Like, but in my head, that. I'm saying, but such right. and such. But I just don't say it out no more.
Right. Right.
But yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I just think about, you know, I got to go off subject for just a second, right? No Men problem. Is trifling as hell, right? Because with me being, you know, a bigger female, every time I've tried to lose weight, like my one ex, look, yo, raggedy as fuck, right? Because like every time I would try to lose weight, now I would start looking good, the nigga would buy me cheesesteaks. Like every fucking time. Like, niggas ain't shit. Like, this is shit I'm talking about. Like,
what?
And then, like, I told y'all before, like, I had one ex. Yo, like, I had one ex.
Oh, shit. You chunky, huh?
Right?
This was like with Bobby Cheese.
Yeah, yo. And then, I told you that my ex, like, my latest ex, like, he was all about fitness and shit.
Right.
But, like, on his days when he was cheating...
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the days I was cheating, but you know what that motherfucker would do? Buy me a slice of birthday cake. That's my shit. Like, that's like my ultimate.
While I'm cheating,
like,
I'm gonna go ahead and let her cheat
and too. Make her right. No, not she. It's I'm gonna make her cheat with me.
Right.
This is shit I'm talking about. Y'all ain't shit. Like, so you know what I mean? Like,
it really y'all doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. And like, dudes do. Slick shit like that. Yo.
Yes, it doesn't matter. Oh, y'all just ain't man, shit. Woman, selfish.
Right. Just yes, being and y'all selfish, know
that's all it
y'all
is.
Y'all know, cause then y'all be ordering the shit and then be like
being selfish.
Be that's, like, that's all oh, you is. Didn't want a cheesesteak. You nah. knew I've been on this Atkins diet.
You know I've been no bread,
no bread,
no sugar,
like. No sugar, no sodas. But you gonna bring me a Coke. And some Old Bay fries and a chicken cheese steak.
And then you know.
Now you know that's my combo.
Like I said, you know that's one of my favorites. But you know I wasn't doing that right now.
But you know that that's what I'm not doing. Okay. But it literally would be like, it would be like that 10, 15 pound mark. Because that's when you really start seeing that see. Weight come mm-hmm. off. Y'all ain't shit.
Let me say y'all ain't shit. But have you ever I'm had sorry, somebody, y'all. Well, have any of your relationships... because, you know, we've seen you, you know, at different sizes, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Particularly, I mean, but you've been this size, majority, but you've been in a couple of different spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I've been skinny as a skeleton. I've been as big as a house.
You've been big as big a as house.
No, that shit was big as a house.
No, you wasn't not big as a house.
We're going to post that up. We're going to show y'all how big as a house.
But you were not. I mean, in her eyes, she was big as a house.
But she was big not as big as a house.
She is. Don't even
but yes,
like
for
me.
Her and for what she like, with what her normal is,
right.
She was big as a house to big. Her, but to her, she really
she
wasn't
that big. So she didn't even look right. I rolled down the street.
Oh my god! No, you didn't. Not. Yo, shut up.
Right.
So any of your relationships, did any of them like try to push like, oh, you need to go ahead and get a little butt?
No.
Like you need to go ahead and put a little bit more ass set back there.
Mm-mm.
Or have you ever thought about surgery? Like nobody ever pressured you. Nobody ever even like mentioned it. Continuously.
And also, when you were, oh, yeah. Your quote, big as a house. She wasn't big as a house.
No, she wasn't.
They try to make you feel like you needed to lose weight.
Oh, that punk bitch.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
That did not mean never make me that. Try to lose weight. When you get into them arguments, oh, you a fat bitch now. You fat ass and da-da-da-da. Like, oh. That kind of thing. But, like, as far as, like, oh, you need to lose weight, anything like that, no.
Or you need to get You need to get more back there.
Right.
You need to do some squats. You need to do some fire hydrants. Get that booty plumped up a little bit.
No.
That's good.
But if I ever would mention, like, you know, like I say, my food in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
But all you got to do is some squats. Like, you don't got to even do all that. Just, if you want a little butt, like, let's go ahead and do squats. I'm like, no.
I just want the easy way out.
I will say thank you.
Right. So,
but she dance all day.
Mm-hmm. That's my exercise. That's all.
And that's okay.
That is. It's look, okay. But you should just throw a squat or two in there.
That's it.
Just like two.
Okay. When I twerk it down or something. Okay.
There you go.
You just need to continue to do your
do the up.
Do your up. You're up,
babe. Man, that shit make me tired.
I'm telling you, because you got to get down.
And
yep.
You squat all day.
You did about a good, 30, 40 squats today? Just tell me. Keep doing it.
But y'all dang, including all week.
That's what I'm saying. Just keep doing that.
Yo, and you be around here switching.
If it's boop, up, if it's
boop, up, y'all boop, been boop, here out boop, of breath like a motherfucker.
She almost died twice earlier. I was here. I was like, girl.
Wifey, how many times I done died this week?
She done died too many times. So, like, with us talking about Little Booties Matter, it's just basically we are saying that you guys need to accept yourself. Accept your natural self. Except your little booty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was just one. I'm not sure if y'all caught it, but we should definitely share it once this episode gets, you know, a little bit in the airwaves a little bit. Show you guys in our story what we did. We did a little pranky prank one day, and, you know, Operation John had a booty that day. And just to, you know, talk about that real quick, everybody was like, what?
Wait a minute.
She was stopping. People were stopping and looking. Like, because it was so unbelievable. Because it's like, she little as shit. She got all this booty. Like, what is going on? Like, and it was seriously like that. People stopping, looking. We went to the grocery store. We went to another store. Like, people like, wait a minute. What's that? What is going on with you?
Like, they were riding on the bike and everything, the boy. Yeah, we couldn't stop looking. They were yelling out the windows and hanging out with yo. When I tell you it that day was crazy,
hard. I was like, are
that day
serious?
Was so funny.
She got so many people like, what? Wait a minute,
we
where
got
did that
so
come
many
from?
Screenshots, yes, like DM messages. Like, wait a minute. Now I know. Damn
right.
Well.
So, if any of our listeners remember that when we put it in our story, I believe we also, I don't know if we shared it on our page or not.
I don't remember.
But we put it in
it
our story.
In
if
story.
Y'all remember that, y'all know exactly what we're talking about. But we're going to bring it back just so y'all know, just for this episode specifically. All right. So, but y'all have anything else to talk about with these little booties?
Nah, just love yourself and little booties matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Little booties.
Look, she made her hair pop a little bit. On you see that?
See, we won't be able to hold that. Wait till we get on that OnlyFans. Wait till we get on that OnlyFans. I'm telling you. Girl, I'm at a tabletop.
What? Why are you tap dancing? What is going on?
Sammy Davis over there.
Okay. Junior. Okay, whatever's going on. So,
Savion Glover.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's your last words, mm-hmm. Boo. All right. So, social media, Jordan, do you have any last words?
I agree. Love yourself. Embrace who you are and your beauty.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yes, for sure. And for me, you know, self-love is the best love. Doesn't matter if you big as a house, as little as a pool, whatever the case may be. You still looking good over there, shorty. I see you. I see you, boo-boo. All right? So, with that, your favorite Johns, we are going to be out this episode. Dropping Sunday, 6 o'clock. New episodes every week. All right? Make sure you tune into the YouTube. All right? Make sure y'all cop some of that CBD, Nature's Treat.
Mm-hmm,
link
mm-hmm,
is in the bio. Mm-hmm. All right? And make sure y'all put that code in. Get them CBD so y'all can get that 10% off of your purchase. And your favorite Jones, we'll catch y'all next week with another one.
Bye.
This is the Business Join. You can find me IG Simply Bella, Facebook Whitney White, What about you, Operations John?
You can find me on Instagram at Miss MS underscore Brown 3Y3Z. And then on Facebook, Sharonda Brown Eyes Spence.
All right. And you can find me, social media, John, on IG with J underscore Dominique H. And on Facebook, Jamila Punkin Hodge. And then for the Get 'Em Girl Crew.
Get 'Em Girl Crew.
You can find us on IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, every place at GEGCREW. That's GEG Crew. And that is your Get 'Em Girls.
Hey.